KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? And what up, Sports Mappers? As we welcome you in to join the rest of the suspects that have been following us since 1 o'clock on ESPN 97.5, welcome to the fray. It's an F yeah Friday. F is for funny, F is for football, F is for all the things that we have covered. And if you don't like it, well, you know, Ken Giles, F you. But we're all here. You should be too. Appreciate you joining us on a Friday. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. The Madden thing and the ratings has taken off, I see.
Yeah, so on the text line, White Magic said OU Mike's roadkill rating would be a 97. So there's that. The live reads thing was funny, but I'm not going to do that. But it made me think of that would be another category, because I'm trying to come up with what would be the categories for everybody. And if we did sports talk radio, one of the folks on Twitter, Salatoss, said, dude, hell yeah, a new game for radio host, 2K host 19. Like, who would be on the Hall of Fame roster, all-star roster, and whatnot. But it made me try to think of some categories, because somebody texted in live read. So this is what I have so far. Voice, knowledge, entertainment value, creativity, humor, vocabulary, and live reads. And that would be how we would be ranked like players are in Madden. What do you think?
I'd kill the vocabulary.
Why? Department. Oh, you'd have a 99?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt in my
mind.
Why'd
you cough when I said that, Joel?
It was actually not planned, believe me.
Yeah, no, I would totally not do well in the vocabulary. Oh, pronunciation. That needs to be a category, right?
For sure.
Yeah I was going to say that based on our never-ending discussions that the listeners have started with what we say and don't say. Right.
So I think that's a good starting point. We should now do this. We should start filling out all of the radio hosts in the city and then start putting their ratings in. I think this is a great idea. Well, you know how many people are going to be pissed off about this? This is amazing.
Oh, you want to aggravate some people.
Oh, I can't wait for the saltiness that's going to occur off of this. This is going to
be great.
Well,
when we were going to do the, and we never did it, but when we were going to do the
Ugly Hall of Fame?
The fattest radio host.
The fattest radio host.
We had, Joel got texted from like competing radio hosts about how this was going to be done.
Seth and others were, yeah, like, whoa, we need to do percentage.
We can't do body mass index.
They were in.
They were listening.
I think it would be great. We need to get like a neutral, because if we do it, then everybody, well, it's our idea. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of going to run with it. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do it.
I don't think we should find someone neutral. I think we should do it and be biased about it, too. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm 99, for sure.
In
everything.
Fatness.
That
was random.
Then,
I don't know
and
why.
And Monday, when I tell you I've lost another 3 pounds and I'm catching your fat ass, you're going to be like, why'd you say that?
There's 2 days left in the week. I mean, the weekend hasn't started.
And I know what you're going to drink and eat over these next 2 days.
It's going to be a drop of alcohol.
It's going to be completely different than what I drink and eat.
Yeah, I'm probably going to drink and eat a lot. It's my brother's birthday, so we're celebrating.
Oh, happy birthday to your brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Give him a shout.
If White Magic had factored in Jerry's eyebrows, he would have got a score of 35. That's true. And then Josh and Beaumont said, this is pretty interesting. Josh and Beaumont said, Madden should just let the players rank each other.
I like that.
That's not a bad idea.
But then they're going to help out their boys. Boys that they went to college with and played in college with. You know what I mean? Maybe some biasness there. There's no objectivity that way.
So now here comes the categories, of course. What about horrible music choices for Way Back Wednesday? Would that be a category?
No.
The producer, Nick, would have a 20.
I swear, when he read that text, I knew something else after was going to come towards me. I knew it.
That's not, I didn't say that.
I knew,
that
but was I still on Twitter. Knew. I know you didn't say that, but I still know.
Another category, best comeback or clapback skills to hecklers or trolls that call in. So in other words, just, you know, comebacks, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I like that category.
I don't either.
Why?
What do we? How do we enforce it?
What about arguing skills? That would be a category, right?
For sure, it's radio.
Like, yeah, your it's ability to make up an argument or make an argument, right? Okay,
you're having way too much fun with this,
dude. This is great.
He has like a spreadsheet, like an Excel sheet in front of him right now.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Would you call that debatability?
Ooh,
if you want to be fancy with it?
That's perfect.
Yeah,
debate. How do you spell that?
Well, D-E-B.
Is there an EA? Is there
L? No.
Yeah, debate though.
Yeah.
Did we just make up a word, or is that an actual word?
No, it is. No, it's a word. No, it's not. It's not a word. It's not a word.
It's not. I like it though. That's it is now. Damn it! It's a
debatability is in the Wiktionary.
Draws or whatever.
It's a 2K host 19 category to be rated on. So
debatability.
I like it.
That'll be in the spelling bee next year. Can you use it in a sentence, please? Form of origin.
Okay. Nick's debatability rating was a 7 in 2K Host 19.
Which would mean it's wrong in the spelling.
Well, then I'll have a tweet sent to you with a formal process in which you can
submit an email.
You can argue against your rating.
You can argue against it. Yeah, Evernote says, no, you can't spell debatability. That's not a thing.
It's not. It's literally in Wiktionary, not dictionary.
It is.
Well, by next year, it'll be in Webster's. Because doesn't every year the Webster's adds a few?
Absolutely. I don't know if debatability is going to be in that.
Well, we're going to have to use it once a show just to make sure it gets there.
I like it.
All right, Clarence is on hold. Clarence wants to get in here on the Madden ratings. This could go anywhere. Clarence, what's up?
We're going to talk about the Saints.
What up, guys? FDM Friday, what's going on?
Happy Friday, brother. What's going on?
Nothing much. I want to talk about the Madden ratings thing.
Okay.
First off, it's funny that all the players are really bitchy about their ratings. And you know how you change that? You change it by doing what you do on the field. Because they do it weekly. They update it every week. Depending on your play. They've done it for years now. So if Leonard Fournette wants to bitch about his play, first off, tell him stop being injured so much. Secondly, run through the tackles. Thirdly, actually do something for your team.
Wow, Clarence.
Have him.
And he's not even a Saint, but he's an LSU guy.
Yeah, he's an LSU guy, and he was great. But when he's injured, he's just no good. When he got to the NFL level, he does not run through tackles at all. He doesn't look like the same guy I've seen at LSU.
I'll tell you what, though, Clarence. It's hard to argue with his numbers, though. He had a productive first year.
Yeah, 1,000 yards, over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that is true. But if you're going to bitch about it, you can do it on the field. You go from 1,000 to 1,500. And watch your rating go up. Go from 1,500. Try to go to 1,600. Keep rushing.
Okay.
And as far as J.J. Watt, I don't know why he's ranked that high. His injury rate should be 102.
It was a 79.
Just break the 99 threshold.
Yeah.
No. It needs to break that. It needs to break that.
I don't understand how the injury.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, man, you too. Thanks, Clarence. Have a good Friday and
explain
a good
weekend. To me the injury rating. Like, what's average? I don't understand that part of it.
I mean, it's how prone you are to injury.
I get that, but what's the average number?
Oh, like what's the range or the scale?
Is there a range or a scale for that? Like, obviously, the 99s are the best in offensive.
Yeah, 99 means you don't get injured at all.
So
if you're a 1, you're Mr. Glass.
What is the average across Madden?
Oh, I don't know what the average is. Okay. I have no idea. It looks like Chris Householder is breaking this down. So it's like he said he's also started a spreadsheet. But he's got ad-lib ability, humor, pop culture knowledge, soccer knowledge, which I'm going to get a 0. Gambling knowledge, baseball, football, basketball, other sports. Bro, just group it as knowledge. You're going sport by sport. Well, you're breaking it down.
Yeah, that's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, but he's got all of us on the list there. He's got ad-libability already created.
I think Joel's ad-libability would be up there. Be pretty high, pretty good.
He's got Joel ranked at an 80.
For ad-libability?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a fair rating. I'm actually coming to your defense here, Joel.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.
Let's see, who's the lowest on the list? Oh, that ain't right. I'm not gonna do it. We'll keep this in just us.
No, you see, that's the thing. You obviously overprotect certain others, but that's fine.
Do I? Who do you think I'm overprotecting?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just leaving it on our show. I'm not gonna shoot shots at anyone else. I'm just leaving it on our show. Nick, you got a 75. But that wasn't the lowest, so you're all right.
Oh, so I'm the middleman.
No. No, I mean, you're bottom three.
You guys want to get Michael before we go to break?
Yeah, let's
do
it. We
got to go real quick. Michael, get in here real quick on Leonard Fournette. What's up?
Just quick question. Who do you think has a better year, him or Darius Geis? Well, Washington.
I just really think Fournette because of just the fact that Jacksonville's got a really, really good team, and it's going to be interesting to see how Alex Smith fits in, if there's any kind of like a grace period to get him set in that new offense and everything. I would just lean Fournette.
I would also lean Fournette because of that line. I think they've got a pretty decent offensive line up front there too. So yeah, and he's got a year of experience, and I mean, Washington's O line isn't terrible. Don't get me wrong.
No, they're not.
I don't know. I feel like they got, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Fournette. I think I'll have a better
Nick
year.
You got it.
Yeah, I kind of have to lean towards Leonard Fournette, even if he's an injured player a lot this upcoming season. You just based on his speed and what he's been able to do.
His speed's only an 87, Nick. But just understand that I believe he's going to have a breakout year because he's focused on his Madden ratings.
Clarence does make a good point about him not being able to break tackles, though, because he has shown that in the past.
He shied away from it. That's the thing that bothers me. He doesn't like to take contact all the time. We'll see. All right, we'll continue to roll on. I do want to tell you before we go to break about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's people in Houston helping kids in the Houston area get a second chance at an education, and all you got to do is make a donation. What I mean by that is because of the hurricane or other circumstances, a lot of people have cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, trailers, just laying around collecting rust and dust in their yard or their garage or elsewhere, and they don't know what to do with them, but they definitely don't want to pay more money out of their pocket to get someone with a tow truck to come and take it away. You don't have to. All you got to do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226 or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You make sure that you let them know where you live, what you got, and they do the rest. They come to you. They have a tow truck. They do the paperwork. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get their education. That means distractions that kids might have to endure while they're trying to hit the books, eyeglasses, book money, bus fare. They're hungry. Well, if your donations are done right, they take your donations and turn them into the resources so kids have a warm meal. They get their bus fare. They get their eyeglasses, and their book money is taken care of for their books. It's a great program. It all stays right here in Houston, Texas, and it's all because of donations from people like you. So if you got something lying around that you think you've been thinking about donating, or you, now that you've heard this spot, you think there might be something that you can do, please consider calling 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show continues. It's The Usual Suspects on an Friday. Our comedian of the week, Touche Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
He has, we've had clips throughout the radio portion of your program, and we have one coming up right here, a final one. If you've missed any of them, by the way, you can always check back on the podcast.
You ever go freeway, and then you're going over the freeway, and the cop got the radar gun, is waiting on you, you see him like, oh, he got me, Lord, oh, God, just don't breathe, don't fucking go down. Don't blink, don't blink, don't blink, he don't blink. See you, Blake. Do you realize you're on the bus? That means more weed, dog. I hate when the cops get behind me, you know, and they like tailgate me for like 5 miles. You ever like that? They tailgate you and stuff. You're like, what you gonna do? Like, what you gonna do? You gonna put it on what? What you gonna do, son? What a choice in life. Why you following me in the first place? Then he put his lights on, like, oh my God, I just moved on myself. And then he turn around, he go around you like this. And there's a security guard, that's some bullshit. You know?
There you go. Touche Jackson. Barry has a special personal connection or had one with him, his foster brother.
Yeah.
So,
it was kind of weird prepping for that this morning. I probably spent more time than normal just watching videos and looking at sets and stuff like that. Because I usually just grab a couple clips that I like from each comic. And yeah, I spend a little extra time just reminiscing and looking at videos and stuff.
That's what I was going to say. Reminiscing probably had to get you in your feels right there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say between that one and the Def Liner were probably the two funniest. Between that one and the the deaf sounding,
deaf chick sounding like a
injured seal.
Oh my goodness!
Or a wounded seal.
Are you a bit salty today, Joel?
No.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, "Did Joel not get enough sleep? He seems extra salty today, or a bit more salty than usual." I don't know.
I haven't even raised my voice or got vocal. I don't think.
You got violent with me once, but that's. You know.
Well, that's par for the course.
All right, so these ratings things is going crazy. The text line is like Paul Wall. He's got the internet going nuts. The text line is going crazy. OU Mike said that all the categories that we gave out just eliminated our show. So there's that to start with. Now, hold on tight because this is going to be bad for all of us, I do believe. Make the fattest category and Nick will score 100.
Of course.
And that's
Is there a freaking Abercrombie rating? Bitch,
you shut your mouth. Turn off your mic.
Let's get a rating for Barry Laminack's Abercrombie Fitch.
Was that your guy?
Shirt or whatever the hell that is.
Abercrombie's Fitch.
In 99 in dress.
Was that Dylan?
Huh? Who?
Dylan? The hats have
no,
been Dylan.
No, I don't know. No, it wasn't.
Oh. But now other people besides Dylan are getting on that.
On the bandwagon. Yeah. Barry gets a 94 in dog barking. Okay.
You're a pit bull, remember?
Yeah. Robert and Tombo had some categories to add, which I'm going to add to my list. Transition, ability, and teaser rating. So transitions, I like that.
This is the one that's going to hurt people's feelings right
And
there.
Teasers. What?
That category.
Yeah, transitions and teasers?
Yeah.
You think so? Oh, no. I think it's going to be knowledge. The ones that's going to hurt people the most is knowledge, entertainment, and humor.
Knowledge is definitely going to be a hurtful
one. If AJ doesn't get a 99 in humor, he's going to say the whole thing is false and it's stupid. Watch.
That's why you should keep saying that. That way everybody gives him a less rate. That way he gets aggravated and then has a fit.
He's
on
the Leonard Fournette of this, I tell you. Nick definitely had a 99 in Way Back Wednesday. Oh, you go to hell. You got a 99 and going to hell. Barry's laugh reminds me of Muttley from the cartoon Laugh Olympics.
That's the same thing as Snagglepuss. The same category as Snagglepuss, yeah.
Okay. Since the live stream is going, how about apparel and clothing?
Yeah, Abercrombie.
Yeah. Okay.
Judge your shirt.
I'll get a 99
on that. Isn't Abercrombie still in, though?
Yeah, for people in their 20s. Not in their 60s like Barry Laminack.
Excuse me? 60? I'm 60
It's so
now.
Funny. It's so funny because after we had this conversation, I actually had a conversation with an Abercrombie & Fitch employee. I'm like, oh, you work at Abercrombie & Fitch? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what would you, like the average.
The average age?
Average age of people that buy stuff from Abercrombie & Fitch. He goes, the average is probably 28 or 29, but we get mostly 21 and 22-year-olds.
Mm. Did I tell you, when did I tell you I bought that shirt?
20 years ago.
10 years ago. I would have been 34 years old. So slightly outside of the average.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I still wear it. And maybe I shouldn't. But nonetheless. All right. So wittiness or debate skills.
That's another one that's going to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, we have debatability, but I think wittiness, I feel like that's almost like a subcategory. Right?
It could definitely be its own category, but yeah, it's kind of a category within a category. It just depends on how you want to, like, format it.
Somebody said fighting a mascot, Joel, would be a 10.
You know, I have a theme song that I never played for that.
What?
The clutch fight.
What?
I have it somewhere.
Can we do ratings for the callers?
Ooh.
I don't know, White Magic. You may not want
that's
this.
That's how it would get really messy.
Yeah.
Well, because you're offending all the listeners.
Well, yeah. Some people have already given out certain ratings for certain callers that I'm not going to read because I don't want feelings to get hurt.
Oh, someone pooped all over White Magic?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like crapped all over White Magic.
Yeah, it wasn't nice at all. It was
I can
too
only
far.
Imagine. I don't have
you
the text
saw,
line
right,
in front
Joel?
Of me.
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
But
it was
I can
too
say
far.
This. The one thing where OU Mike would score high is he takes it all and just lets it all roll off his back.
That's true. He's very good at whatever. Because you can make fun of him mid-call and he'll pause. You make fun of him and then he's like, so anyways, like he goes right into he don't care.
He does
just
do
keeps
that.
Going. He's like, so I was working on my truck. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Last night when I was thinking about what y'all were talking about today.
your mic is getting pretty good. Nick, that impressions. Because I think all of us do some
I
sort
would
of impression,
do bad
right?
In that. I don't even care if you make my
your Morgan unless, Freeman gets
unless
100.
It was, unless it was impressions left on a sofa. And then your impressions would be really high.
It's dirty. Your Morgan Freeman would get a 98.
You leave me alone. All right. Nick would have a 99 rating on pity points. Ooh.
You
I might would disagree.
Get a
no,
score.
You guys started that.
But it worked pity for point, you.
Pity points would have never, that term would have never even been brought up.
But it works for you.
Why are you being so defensive?
I'm mad right now.
It works for you. You got how many wins off
I
of
don't,
that?
I want to get a win, not because of pity points.
Multiplication table skills.
Oh, God.
99.9.
Well, I was like, 5 times 3. What?
I didn't hear.
Wait,
I didn't have my headphones
else,
on. I didn't have my headphones on.
Yes, you did. You could, but you heard me
no.
ask the question, but because you go, what? So
look,
you knew I was talking. So
listeners
you could
don't
hear.
Get it. They don't get it. My headphones weren't on. And when my mic is on, I can't hear anything unless I have my headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good excuse.
Sure. 9 times 7.
63.
Why'd you
because
so-
my mic was off. My mic was
you
off.
You always got
can
an excuse
this,
when
way?
It comes to the multiplication table.
I with said 63 with the mic off.
The one thing that you noticed more than anything else is how attentive our listeners are.
Yeah.
They remember stuff. They bring stuff up and back. It's solid. We always talk about their knowledge level, but just their attentiveness overall in listening. Can we get something where when they do the ratings, can
for
we
caller,
get ratings
yeah.
for attentive listenership?
Y'all are missing some ratings categories like bathroom break speed and accuracy, bad call handling, in break eating speed, sensitivity.
Those are great categories, by the way.
Yeah, sensitivity is a good one too. Name dropping. And I'm guessing there's others. Those are all really good.
Barry likes all the rankings where I'm going to completely crap the bed.
Well, why there's a couple. There's a couple of them.
You automatically assume you crap the bed in all those.
Oh,
why?
I know y'all
name
think
dropping,
I crap the bed in sensitivity.
Name dropping, sensitivity will probably be
I mean,
another
you are
one.
Kind of sensitive.
But
I am too.
But there's other
but just,
ones.
We're just sensitive about different things.
Like I don't win Way Back Wednesday because of pity points. I win it because of the great song
that
list
Siri
that I produce each and every week.
U of HR checking in, by the way. Just said, hey, what's up, fellas? All right,
oh,
so
Lisa says, what's up?
What?
Wasn't that the one that...
U of H Art?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, Lisa says, what's up?
Hey, me and my girl are having a debate about ice cream. She said I'm an old man because my favorite is butter pecan. Hers is chocolate.
Great.
I'm 35, she's 26. Is butter pecan
chocolate
an old
is,
man?
Chocolate is even worse. My mom was like a butter pecan. I can't stand butter pecan. My mom loved butter pecan, so maybe that is an old one. But if you just go straight chocolate, isn't that kind of blah?
That's boring. I'm with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just like.
What do
I
you
like,
do?
I like vanilla, but I'm more of a like. I'll get like butter crunch.
Okay.
From Bluebell, which yeah. is basically Butterfingers and vanilla ice cream. But I don't like chocolate. I don't like pistachio. I don't like butter pecan. I like vanilla mixed with some sort of candy. Whether
I don't
it's
know why anybody would eat pistachio ice cream.
I don't either.
Ugh.
Do not either.
I like mint chocolate chip.
That's like eating what Tom Brady's ice cream.
Avocado ice cream. I've not had it, but I would try it if it was healthy and I could eat ice cream and lose weight. But my wife brought home the
didn't you
Halo
mention
top?
A healthy avocado ice
no,
cream?
I didn't.
Didn't you talk about that?
No. We just talked about Tom Brady's. But my wife brought home the Halo Top, but she got the non-dairy. It was made with coconut milk.
Oh, the lactose stuff? Nah.
It might as well just
that.
Been a tub of ass.
Yeah,
it was gross.
That.
Yeah.
Ugh. The texture is just not the same.
No. The
just
taste,
not
you
the
could
same.
Taste, I could taste the coconut milk. I don't want that in a vanilla ice cream
right.
with chocolate chip cookie dough.
All right, what are you going
no
with?
No thanks.
What are you going with? What's your go-to ice cream?
man, I there's a bunch of flavors that I like to have from like the frozen yogurt spot that is escaping my mind right now. But the Butterfinger one that you mentioned
store,
was great.
If you got to go in the store and grab a carton, what are you grabbing? Because you know that
I like cookie dough and I like cookies and cream.
There you go. Now, if I'm doing like healthy, I'm going Halo Top. And I'll get the like cookie dough or the sea salt caramel. But if I don't care, I'm getting Butter Crunch from Blue Bell.
I do like the best. Snicker bar, like the Snickers, the Butterfinger ones. Like I like those too.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably would go with like cookie dough.
I would either go cookie dough or cookies and cream. And the sleeper is Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
Ooh, I don't know about cherry in my ice cream.
Cherry and chocolate chips, it's pretty good.
Are we done with the man thing, or are we continuing this? Because there's a ton more coming in.
Whatever y'all
I think we
do.
Need to move on. But somebody said Barry's Apparel rating would be Forever 21.
Well written. Very well done. Perfect.
That is great.
All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. You don't have to do a thing because it's all right here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Another great week in the rearview mirror for the most part here, but having a good time on a Friday. Threw out some random categories that you guys are jumping all over. First, it was the Madden ratings. Now it is the ice cream. That's the way we do it around here. We're trying to find those hot buttons that you guys like to push.
Somebody said chocolate peanut butter cup ice cream from Blue Bell. I don't, because it's chocolate though. Give me the vanilla peanut butter cup ice cream.
I agree with that too.
Not the chocolate.
But you know I like peanut butter, so either one of those.
Oh, me too.
Are good.
Dude, I love it, anything like Reese's. Like I'll just buy Reese's peanut butter at the store in the jar and just eat spoonfuls
Reese's
of it.
Reese's peanut butter?
Yeah. They make their own peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. It's amazing, and you just buy a jar of that and just eat spoonfuls of it. So good. Maybe that's why I have to be on a diet constantly.
kind of on a similar topic.
It's orgasmic.
But I saw this, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but we always go back and forth about Twitter and social media and how we get the love and the hate and everything in between. Well, there was a guy that writes for New York Magazine, and his name's Jonathan Chait, and he got hit in the eye. So he takes a picture of his face, right? Mm-hmm. And he puts out medical types. Just got this injury. Should I go to the ER or just go home and ice it? So it's similar to, you know, when we put pictures out there, you know, we're always talking about this happened or that happened. So he takes the, and you know how we always say how great our listeners are at coming up with answers whenever we have questions.
Right.
So he takes the picture of his eye, he puts it out there and says, do I go to the ER or just go home and ice it? To which someone replied, I'm an ER doc based in Kentucky. I would go to an end puncture. Looks like shallow and clean, but the closeness of the wound to the eye means it's compromising the eye vasculature, which could lead to BOFA. To which he responds, what is BOFA? And he finishes it off by saying, both of these commie nuts moist, boy.
What?
Just so he had the guy believing the whole time he was a doc.
And then
the BOFA stands,
I was like,
for
BOFA. What is he talking about?
Both of these commie nuts moist, boy.
Wow. That's a
take
long way to go.
Take that and go to the ER.
That's a long way to go.
Yikes. Got to be careful what you ask for.
All right. So cookie dough. There's cookie two-step was given to us by a lot of folks. Bluebell has a two-step ice cream.
It's weird.
Really?
It is both cookie dough ice cream and cookies and cream.
Ooh.
Mixed together.
I don't know if I like that.
That's interesting.
Oh, no, that sounds badass.
I don't know if I like
that. And everybody's saying it's amazing.
Sometimes when you mix two things that are good, it tastes surprisingly bad. But
because they have just a little idiosyncrasy that makes that flavor kind of really stand out.
But you got to try that kind
out.
Of stuff, though.
Right, yeah, I mean, try it. Try it, sure. For sure. But yeah, I just feel like sometimes that could be a fail. But if Bluebell already put it out, I would imagine it's a hit.
Well, I was going to say, you should see how many texts came in by different people all mentioning that ice cream. Ah, so okay. It must be pretty legit. There's chocolate chip mint. I've had it. Like, I don't know why. I was almost
mint
like,
and chocolate, mint and ice cream. I don't want it.
You know, I kind of thought that way. And then for some weird reason, it's kind of like when I had the craving for chocolate chip pancakes for no reason. I just wanted chocolate. And then I went and ate them. And I was like, this is disgusting. But I was craving mint chocolate chip ice cream one day and got the Halo Top version. And it wasn't bad. And I don't get it all the time. But on occasion, I'll go and just get that because it's not horrible. I don't know why, but it wasn't. It's not like pistachio ice cream or something like that, which is just god awful.
I've never been a mint kind of person. Peppermint, mint, and so in ice cream, it ruins it for me. The mint chocolate.
I like peppermints. Yeah,
it's always really easy to find mint chocolate chip, and it used to be really difficult to find just straight chocolate chip.
I'm sorry,
you're previewing again.
Yeah, somebody said Barry talking about ice cream. You can literally hear him fat breathe through his nose. What? I hope you don't win this next thing I'm about to talk about. It's the name game time. It's time to give away a prize. And if you don't know what the name game is, it's where we call two names. Today happens to be a special occasion of the name game. But if one of those names is your name, then you try to be the first caller and win the prize of the day. And today's names are going to be female names. It says girls' names, but that's I think it's supposed to be female names. But today's names are strictly for the ladies. And since it's a special day for the ladies, we're giving away three prizes today, courtesy of the Ann Wormer Group. Real people, I don't know. This copy is bad. Real people, you can put your logo on almost anything. Learn more about it and learn more about customizing your products for the company at annwermegroup.com. That's annwermegroup.com. We're going to do the giveaway now. So we're looking for Madison or Brianna. Madison or Brianna. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. That was bad copy.
Boy, if you're Pink Valkyrie, you better get on the phone. That's all I'm saying.
What? That's not her name, though.
But her daughter's name is.
Her daughter probably didn't have a license to validate it, though.
Maddie.
Oh, Madison or Brianna. Yeah, could be.
And win. What's the prize? could you go over the details of that prize one more time for me, please?
Hey, since it's a special day for the ladies, we're giving away three prizes courtesy of the Ann Wormer Group. Real People Whirl.
Oh.
It just says Real People Whirl can put your logo on almost anything.
Okay.
Learn about customizing products for your company at the annwormergroup.com. Yeah, 713-780-3776. Madison or Brianna, we're looking for either. Yeah, Pink Valkyrie, if you can hear that.
Seriously, she's
Maddie.
Been tweeting in, so she's been listening.
That's
so
right.
Get in there and get a win.
That's right. Good luck.
Give it a whirl. W-O-R-L. Your readability level just took a beating. Boy, thanks to the copywriter.
It did. It certainly, that was like, well, I'm so confused right now. Oh,
yikes.
Got to leave work early, and I'm listening to The Usual Suspects in the car for the first time. Got to say thanks for keeping me in calm in traffic. I can't for the life of me understand why rush hour traffic starts this early. That
I
is
agree.
Frustrating. Why at 3 o'clock?
Totally agree. And you have it going city's north, growing. Right? Because we have it going south, Nick and I. And even when I worked downtown, I was told, if you don't get on the road between 3 and 4, you can forget about it until 7. And I was like, nah, come on, that's not going to be the case. Even with no accidents, no problems, it is a gridlock.
Yep, and I don't understand why it starts so early. Barry sounds obese. Is he?
No, not even close.
Nope.
I tell you that all the time.
BQ. Nope, I'm not obese. I could lose some weight, though.
Oh, here we go. The stuff that people send into us is just
wild.
Ridiculous.
It is wild.
All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. Ken, we see you. You want to talk about ice cream. Maybe you want to talk about Culture Map. Just depends on what you get on your mind. We've got a lot to get to in the final few minutes of the show, so don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
If at first you don't succeed, let's try this again. It's the name game, and it is officially Ladies' Day on the name game here. Never mind. That was awkward. Scratch that. We just were informed that we did have a winner. So
Congratulations. Was it a Madison? What was the winning
name?
Was
it a Madison or a Brianna?
Brianna.
Congratulations, Brianna. Yeah. Go. At first, we were like, what the hell? There was a miscommunication between us and the interns.
We were holding out for Christina and her daughter, Maddie, but Maddie is not Madison. It's Madeline. She was honest. We appreciate that. It's a random kind of personality trait we don't see around here much.
We're still getting tons of categories coming up. By the way, Christina, Pink Valkyrie,
yeah,
said that I would be a 99 in stirring the pot.
Okay.
I don't believe that. Okay. What was that face for? What?
I'm just soaking it all in.
No, she also said that the ability to lull humans to sleep and a-hole.
For you?
No. Nobody. Just categories. She's just throwing people out there. No, she just thinks a-hole ability would be a category.
Ability to use numbers throughout the portion of a broadcast or the broadcast in its entirety.
No, I'm nailing that, right?
Charlie's going to beat you, but yeah.
So I'd be like a 97, he'd be a 99?
Probably.
Stats, statistics.
Yeah.
Chris Householder, Barry's live reading rating just plummeted. Yeah.
Volume, Patrick Creighton, 100.
He's the only 100 rating ever in history.
That's right.
Oh, that's too funny.
Let's get Ken in here before we get too late. Ken wants to talk about some ice cream. Ken, what's up?
Hey, guys. Had a comment. Ice cream suggestion real quick. I want to tell you guys, you do a great job.
Thank you.
Been listening since the Joel Blank experiment days when you used to have Trap on. I can't remember him, the wide receiver you had on with you as well.
Keenan.
The three of you guys just do a great job, and just keep on doing.
Appreciate you.
I will say this. I heard you guys mention about dairy-free ice cream. My wife is in lactose intolerance denial, so she doesn't do well with dairy, but that doesn't stop her. And we found a lactose-free Ben & Jerry's ice cream that is either made with coconut milk or almond milk. And I will put my hand on the Bible and tell you that you can blind taste it, and you would not be able to tell that it is, in fact, dairy-free. I don't know what kind of magic or soul they sold to the devil at Ben and Jerry's, but that stuff is just absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
Also, almost came to your show earlier this week in Springberry, but I heard that it was quite a failure from what you guys were talking to on the Blitz. So maybe that was a good thing that we didn't come, but keep us posted next time you're up on the north side for a show. I'd love to come watch you. And my wife was also amongst one of the people that was surprised to find out that you weren't black. So from that, I will hang up and listen, and wish you guys a great weekend.
Thanks, Ken. Great call, man.
Appreciate that, Ken. Yeah, that show was something else. I mean, I wasn't a disaster. I was not. I mean, there were moments where
you were a disaster, not like your performance, but you felt like it.
There were lulls. Yeah, it was a weird ass night, and that's not surprising at all that she thought I was black. That seems to be a theme here. I'm not sure why.
That was a long call. I forgot after saying that he listens from the get-go, and then I forgot at the very start I was going to mention something that he said. But
he said he listened all the way back when
I got that part. The Joel Blank experiment.
Yeah, the Joel Blank. Was that a name?
No,
that wasn't even a name.
That was ever a name, no.
Don't worry, Barry. I sometimes suffer from the fat boy breathing disorder as well. It doesn't mean we aren't good looking, so let the haters hate.
Okay.
Was I breathing heavy at one point?
I don't think so. No, but again, we don't get a really accurate kind of gauge on, because I've got a mic screen on, and what we hear in our ear is different a lot of times than what people hear over the air.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah, Steelers fan wants that FYI Friday rating for this show on Friday the 13th all the way up to 11. That's not good.
Out of a 1 to 10, I hope, instead of 100.
It is 713 day, though.
It is.
What?
They made Lisa do like H-Town, all kinds of stuff with
baby.
That.
It's also National French Friday.
It is that as well. I saw that as well. Yeah.
Everybody's making fun of my read.
Dude, that's not your fault. I'm here to be I will be the first one to tell you that was not your fault.
But they're all saying it's because I have ice cream on the brain. And there was just those long pauses where I was just dreaming brain about freeze. Ice cream.
Barry had a brain freeze thanks to ice cream on the brain.
That's good stuff. I love you guys. Not really. I hate you all so much.
Okay. At least our true feelings come out on Friday. We got that going for us, which is nice.
New category, voices not matching the face. Dell and Barry both at 100.
Dell for sure.
Yeah.
This on Twitter, I am the only 100. Hear me now. Signed, Patrick Creighton.
I saw that tweet.
By the way, when we left yesterday, Nick and I passed Pete Crate in the hall.
And he threw me under the bus. Like, completely threw me under the bus.
How?
Soon as I saw Pete Crate and knew Nick was right next to me, I was like,
oh,
hey,
I know.
Hey, Patrick, Nick said you'd be the one person at Gal Media that would poop on the floor punk and just walked off.
Pete Crate couldn't have been cooler about it.
He was nice. He was like, what? Why?
He wasn't like that.
What?
He was not even like that. He
and
was
then
cool.
He threatened to fight Nick, and Nick was like, no, please no.
And then Nick said yes, and Patrick said, I'll knock you down with my voice, bitch.
You ever fought with bloody eardrums? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's where you do the dog imitation. Like, I would do what you do with the dog imitation. I have to put my hands over the microphone to scream like Creighton. Like, I'm going Nick, you're going down! Just, God, Nick would be like, off the ropes and down.
I love this. This guy that, so I read his text that says Barry's got ice cream on the brain, struggling with his reads.
Right.
Barry, you sound black because your voice is kind of deep. And then he texts, ha, 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 I'm renting space in Barry's head. You don't have to charge me. Now, usually when you claim you're in someone's head, it's because they're obsessing about it. About you, and you're like, you're always bringing them up. And like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I simply read your text because it was taking a shot at me and I thought it was funny. So while I'm flattered that you think I'm thinking about you,
now you're pissed off.
You're a dumbass. There's no way you're in my head, dude. You sent a text and I read the text. Sweet life you got going though, bro. What are you talking about?
Here good comes Lord. Dikembe. No. You're blocked.
No, I'm not blocking him for that. That's just, why would you claim that you're in my head? You know, I don't even know who you are, Kat. No idea.
You're in my
bunch
heart.
Of weirdos. Bunch you're of weirdos.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I felt like we Stewart were having song? A really fun time, and then some idiot has to get all cocky like, oh, I'm in Barry's head. Do you realize how much self-deprecating text I just read today?
Does that not happen all the time?
Jesus. Now he's in my head. I can't get him out now.
Just see Black Greg. It happens for me all the time.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good times. Anything planned for the weekend, fellas? Anything special going on?
Nothing.
I'm pulling weeds all weekend. My yard is infested with weeds. That's what I'm doing.
Hooping in the morning. That's it. Maybe have to clean out the rest of my storage unit.
I am going to try to finish watching this World Series of Poker. Did you see last night? And I know we're not big on poker here, but this dude... That lost most of his stack to pocket kings, lost again and got bounced with pocket kings, which rarely happens. And it's been happening like 3 or 4 or 5 times at the final table and getting to the final table. So
it's a bad beat right there.
Dude, it's pretty wild. And if you're just a fringe poker player, get your laptop or your iPad and pull up like, you know, a website that has poker terms, but watch it. It's a good watch, man. It's a lot. I'm really enjoying it. I'm feeling out when I go to Steelhouse Poker Club, I feel like I'm a champion.
I watched it last night. This. You say the I guy that looks like a total
Dyer,
geek
yeah,
squad.
He's from Houston.
It's killing it. He's got so much more money than everybody else, and I didn't realize he's from Houston. That'll make me watch it even more.
Yeah, and I think it's Labatt is the guy that had pocket kings a couple times and got beat. So sucks for him. He still made $1 million. The winner of the whole thing, $8.8 million or something like that.
But I think it's crazy. Dropped, right? It used to be more. I think the popularity has gone down.
Yeah. No. The popularity has gone up. This is the second largest field in the history of the tournament.
So I was trying to figure that
second
out, too.
Second largest,
because,
right?
Yeah.
So it's gone down at some point.
The largest wasn't last year, so.
One, I got to get some props.
Very clips last year.
I watched it without understanding poker.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. And then two, I sympathize with it. Talking about announcers, those guys that have to fill time and start talking about these guys in between hands and while hands are going on, they spend more time analyzing the dude's looks and his.
Oh,
and
I'm They're like, killing time.
Yeah,
a lot of it
that's,
is.
It's
yeah.
hard to do.
It's kind of like baseball where you better have a lot of baseball. You better be yep. able to just ad lib and talk. Yeah.
All right, gang, we appreciate you hanging with us Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We hope you do it again next week and every week as we continue to roll on. But you don't have to do a darn thing, and you're going to be entertained from now until 7 o'clock. The Blitz is next. It's Fred, it's AJ, it's Jong, and they are heating up and ready to go. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.